the events of the 18th century in Jewish life marked the beginning of modern Jewish history. We have had in our series a discussion of ancient Jewish history and a discussion of medieval Jewish history. Modern Jewish history is going to go slower, and if anything, modern Jewish history is more horrendous than anything we have heard about until now, as unbelievable as that may sound. It is also much more complex, shaped by forces that came from the outside of the Jewish people, and also by the rapidity of the change of forces. The Barbanel, in his commentary to the Bible, to Isaiah, remarks that the prophet says, "Be'ito achisheno," that at the time of the coming of the Messiah, at the time of the Messianic era, at the time of the end of history, so to speak, achisheno, he interprets the word achisheno as meaning, "I will speed things up." God, so to speak, runs it at a faster speed. It's like watching an old-time movie where everybody is running and moving. We're accustomed to slow-motion replays, but the reality, the times that we live in, and the last 250 years, which is what we're talking about, have been run at a tremendous kaleidoscopic rate of speed, so that event pours upon event. New ideas become obsolete overnight. New movements rise and disappear in the space of small, short period of time. If we want to just to think about it for a moment, think about our own lifetime, what we have seen, anyone who is 50 years old and above. These are events that, in order to be assimilated and digested and understood, we should have 100 years respite between each one. And yet it all occurs in almost one stream of consciousness. And that's what makes it so difficult to deal with this period of time, because so much is going on. If you've ever gone to a circus, a good circus, and they have three rings going on at once, you don't know where to look. There's just too much happening at one time. Well, this is a three-ring circus. It's an eight-ring circus. And we'll try and piece it together as best we can, but the story is going to be a little jerky. It's not a reference to the lecturer. It's just the way it's going to come out. The three main people that I would like to discuss in reference to this era of the 18th century tonight are Frederick the Great, Anshul Meyer Rothschild, and Moses Mendelssohn. All three lived in Germany. Their lives spanned the 18th century, and each of them had a profound effect upon Western civilization, not just upon Jewish civilization, but upon the Western world generally. It is ironic, I don't even think ironic is a strong enough word, it is, it's just very strange that the first country in Europe where Jews gained any sort of